Your 981 2NM Lifeline have launched a new service. It's called Aftercare. Joining us to have a chat about it is Julie Wicks, the Lifeline's Hunter New England and Central Coast Regional Manager. Julie, how are you doing?
Well, thanks, Andrew.
That's the way. Tell us a little bit about Aftercare, please.
Yeah, so the Aftercare program is a program that we have now launched. It is around improving the care of people after a suicide attempt.
That being the person involved themselves?
That is actually the individual involved themselves, yes. Studies and research have indicated that reducing suicide attempts is one way that we can further reduce suicide deaths in our community.
How has this concept come about? I mean, how long has it taken to get Aftercare up and running?
It's taken only a few months, actually. We did a co-design in the regions where we're actually launching the service, which is Singleton, Tamworth and Foster. So co-design workshops in those regions with service providers within that region, emergency departments and the like came together. We talked about what the program would look like. We got feedback from those people and then we came back to the centre here and put the program together. So it took around 3 months to launch the program as we are now.
And how does the program work?
So the program works in a few different ways. So the beauty of our program is we don't discriminate who comes into the program. The program's open to anyone over 18. You can come into the program via a number that we have or some social media that we'll be launching very soon. And within the program, there is actually an opportunity to go into an 8-week workshop, which is actually called Eclipse. But there's also other opportunities to connect in the program with a care coordinator on the ground. We have counsellors that we offer in the program and a care line as well. The beauty of the program, it's fully funded by the Primary Health Network, so anyone entering the program, there is no charge.
So we're all aware, and certainly here in the media, we do talk about whenever we have to discuss suicide, we always want to refer to people to Lifeline on 13 11 14. So this actually goes beyond that circumstance, beyond the circumstance where somebody is thinking about doing something, but they've actually made an attempt.
Yeah, that's correct. So, and that's the reason the local programs and services are really important. The National Crisis Line is a wonderful service that we have nationally, but this program is to help those in our community. We have a number, actually, that is a local number, and that number is 1-300-152-854. So anyone interested in this program is able to ring that number and find out more information, how they can connect to our care coordinators in those regions.
Is this something that you would expect to be like a referral, like a mother or a father or a partner of somebody that's attempted to take their life, that they would refer to Aftercare under those circumstances?
Yeah, that's a really good question, actually. So we do actually encourage any family members to also ring that line. They can have a conversation with the care coordinator as to how they can share the program with their loved ones and hopefully encourage them to actually connect with someone themselves.
Mm. What's that phone number again, please, Julie?
1-300-152-854.
That is for Lifeline's new program called Aftercare. Julie Wicks, thank you very much for the work that you do, and thank you very much for joining us to talk about it today.
You're most very welcome. Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.